politics, life. Cross Kitchens, Kansas City's home remodeler, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at crosskitchenskc.com.
Wow, it's race weekend at Kansas Speedway, and team owner Michael Jordan is slamming the sport, saying it could die if major changes aren't made with team ownerships in NASCAR, that the sport could die. That's our big top story today. We got a lot to talk about on this Friday edition of KKHI. Our presenting sponsor today is our friends at Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace. They got a big opportunity for you to save big this May, National Barbecue Month. They have in-store coupons available if you ask for them when you go in-store, or you can go to smokeandfire.com, get 25% off all barbecue tool sets. Buy four, get one free, anything you can eat or drink at Smoke and Fire. 20% off anything to do with grill care, that's covers, cleaners, brushes, and 50% off awesome steak knives. It is all at Smoke and Fire, where they have the best grills and smokers anywhere in the Midwest. They also have buy three, get one free charcoal wood and pellets, great way to save, and 10 to 20% off charcoal and gas grills all throughout the month of May, National Barbecue Month at Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace, 119th and Metcalf in Overland Park. And when you go in there, no purchase necessary. Right now, you can sign up. We're giving away a giveaway grill package and all kinds of accessories to go with it. Somebody that listens to this podcast is going to win the grand prize. That's it. One winner. And it will be a podcast listener. They're not advertising it anywhere else. It is a private contest for KKHI listeners. Get into Smoke and Fire and tell them you want to sign up to win the awesome package. We'll have all the details on the grill, the accessories, and everything that comes with it in the coming days. But you can go in this weekend and get signed up. Jim and Joan Cotty are in there. Tell them we said hello. You heard the podcast. You want to sign up to win. No purchase necessary. This thing is going to be worth hundreds, maybe into the thousands. It's going to be an awesome package that we will give away the first week of June. So you got about a month to get in there and get signed up. But if you're out and about this weekend, swing into Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace. I had anticipated starting talking about Joe Biden today, calling Japan xenophobic for not allowing mass immigration and lumping them together with China and Russia because he's a buffoon of a president. But we're going to wait on that one because you sort of expect daily that Joe Biden is going to say something that really makes your mind just... But Michael Jordan has now done this, and it comes on the heels of the races at Kansas Speedway. You heard Pat Warren earlier this week, the president of Kansas Speedway, talking about the challenges in their sport, but they're not massive challenges. They're easy to overcome, in my opinion, because NASCAR just signed a $7.7 billion media rights deal. Live sports rule. And NASCAR has some decisions to make as they go forward. But Michael Jordan, as you know, is a team owner. They won a race. He's very into the sport, and obviously he's invested money in it. But I will read from you a story before I get to Jordan's exact quote where he says he thinks NASCAR is going to die if they don't change. Let me set this up for you because NASCAR is different than any other sport. Okay, the ownership group is actually NASCAR, like the France family. Then all of these teams, these team owners, Hendrick, Joe Gibbs, Jordan, you know the names of some of these people that have owned these teams. They're given charters for a certain number of years to be allowed to operate. Michael Jordan thinks these charters need to be lifetime. You ought to be able to buy a franchise, buy it, sell it, create value for it, leave it to your kids, whatever it is you want to do with it, just like owners of sports teams do. And he makes pretty good sense. So here we go. Just a few weeks after celebrating his first in-person win as a Cup Series owner, Jordan took a public stance on the ongoing charter and revenue-sharing negotiations between NASCAR and the teams, stressing the need for a better business model in stock car racing. Presently, NASCAR and its teams have been in a standoff on renewing the sports charter system, a franchise-style model that was introduced in 2016 to provide team owners a tangible asset and ensure all 36 chartered teams a guaranteed spot in each race. The team owners are seeking charters to be made permanent. The current agreement is set to expire at the end of this season. As to not risk being left behind with a worthless investment, they want this made permanent. However, NASCAR has reserved the right to revoke a charter in the event that a team is not operating to its competitive or professional standards. So you see where this is going. They want competitive balance. There is great competitive balance in all this. NASCAR teams were independent contractors for many years, and they've operated at a loss even with the introduction of a charter system. So NASCAR is what sports used to be. Really rich people get in it because they love it. They'll operate it at break even or lose a little bit of money because they love the sport. That's what Ewing Kaufman did back in the day when he owned the Royals. Lamar Hunt did that owning the Chiefs. Those are days gone by. What they're saying is make these 36 charters permanent, raise the price. We'll bring investors in. If you make them permanent, we can find investors from the outside, and you will basically have 36 franchises in NASCAR. We will share equally. They can even unionize the drivers. They can put together a salary scale. They can do all kinds of things to keep costs down if they basically do it like every other sport, is what Michael Jordan is saying. They've even gone as far as to hire a lawyer named Jeffrey Kessler to work on behalf of the owners and changing in NASCAR. Jeffrey Kessler, you probably don't know who that is. He's the man who originally started defending Division I athletes as they went out in courts and broke down the rights to get stipends. That doesn't seem very long ago that they got a stipend. Now we have complete unfettered free agency and NIL for Division I athletes. So Jeffrey Kessler's a badass lawyer, and he's going to be working with these team owners to try to get them into a place where they can make money. If you have a $7.7 billion media rights deal, I'll just say this at its core. Michael Jordan as a team owner should be making money. Now, Jordan's comment is stark, and here it is. Quote, if you have permanent charters, you could create a revenue stream, either with new investors coming in or sponsorships that would subsidize the variations between ownership and the league. That's a big, big miss right there. If you don't correct that, this sport's going to die. Not because of the competition aspect, but because economically it doesn't make any sense for any business people. I don't disagree with that. Owners are not making money, but NASCAR is. The breakdown of the revenue goes like this. The teams, the 36 teams, get 25%. The tracks get 65%. Massive operations to operate, obviously. And NASCAR keeps 10%. That's the France family. So a $7.7 billion deal, you can see that NASCAR, the France family, gets $770 million. They're taking 10% of that for themselves. That's a hugely profitable thing that NASCAR owns. If they don't come together and do this, could you see a way that these owners get together and say, screw NASCAR, we're bolting from them, we're the team owners, we have more money than they have, the owners combined would have more money than NASCAR has, we'll go out and do our own deals at our own tracks, take these drivers, pay them money, sign them to contracts, unionize, and start our own league. I mean, you could see this happening. Michael Jordan makes some really good points. They'd rather not do that. What he's saying is, I got into this thing and I like owning my team, but I don't like losing money, and I'm not going to stay in this if I'm losing money. So there needs to be a set of rules for competitive balance. Their worry is the same worry that there was in baseball for years. And that was, there's 30 teams, and if the Royals want to reduce their payroll so far and lose 100 games, they can make more money. We don't want that. Well, the key to all this is the revenue sharing, the salary floors, different things like that. There are all kinds of things that you can put in place, and NASCAR can do the same thing. I find it unfortunate that these comments, because the headline on this that everybody's talking about is, Michael Jordan says NASCAR is going to die. He's probably right. The owners are going to leave the sport if it keeps going this way. These guys are, in many cases, billionaires, and there are better investments. It's fun to be in the sport, but it's only fun to be in the sport for 5 to 10 years if you're losing money. You go in it, you win some races, you get the thrill, and you move on, and you go buy Apple stock or buy an NFL team or whatever it may be. You know, whatever you can get your hands on. That's what really rich people do, and they're not going to stay in the sport. And I think Jordan is onto something here. Just seems a shame that this all came out on the cusp of the races at Kansas Speedway this weekend. It should not dull your enthusiasm for the races. They'll be practicing out there on this Friday, doubleheader on Saturday with the ARCA and the Truck Series, and the AdventHealth 400 is Sunday. It's on Fox Sports 1 on Sunday if you're not going to the races and you want to watch it at Kansas Speedway on Sunday afternoon. If you haven't heard the interview with Pat Warren, it's terrific. It was earlier this week. Go back and listen to it. That's the great thing about a podcast. If you skip one or go back, you'll see Pat Warren in the headline. He's the president of the Speedway, and you can hear all about many issues, including the Chiefs becoming a potential neighbor of Kansas Speedway by building a new stadium out there. Pretty cool stuff. The Royals open a series against the world champion Texas Rangers this weekend at Kauffman Stadium, 6:40 on Friday night, first pitch. The Royals have 19 wins. That is now second. They took a day off, so that's second best in the American League. Cleveland and Baltimore each have 20 wins, so the Royals are one win back of Cleveland for first place right now. Kansas City is 12-5 at home, and they're putting Brady Singer out on the hill. And I disagreed a lot yesterday on the Patron podcast with Danny Klinkskill. We do a Between the Lines 2.0. It's like the old radio show. It's all sports. We do it every week. It's for patrons only. And we agreed on many things that we talked about yesterday, including where the stadiums might be located and how this is all going to go down. One thing we agreed on is the top two pitchers for the Royals this year are both currently in Cy Young contention, Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo. We're a month into the season. We're 32 games into the season. We're a fifth of the way through. 20% of the way through, the Royals have two pitchers in contention for the Cy Young. And we're not talking about Brady Singer, who actually has better statistics than Cole Reagans, if you can believe that, but just hasn't looked as good. You know what I mean? He nibbles more. He doesn't attack batters. He walks some guys, then inexplicably gives up a gapper or a home run, and you're like, ugh. But he just has so much electric stuff that he has easy at-bats. He has easy confrontations. He gets strikeouts. He gets a lot of weak little ground balls on the infield, pitching to contact. All of these things are true, but he doesn't. There's something missing with Brady Singer. The numbers are there. Like, his numbers are better than Cole Reagan's. His earned run average is lower. You got all these things going on with Brady Singer, and you're like, wow, this is really spectacular. But it's just something missing. He doesn't have it. To this point, Brady Singer doesn't have it. You can see a pitcher. You can watch baseball if you've watched enough. You can see a pitcher that has it. I can go through the years with Royals pitchers starting with Steve Busby and back in the 70s and show you pitchers that had it. Dennis Leonard, Kevin Apier, Brett Saberhagen, David Cone, Zach Greinke, one after another after another. There were all kinds of pitchers that had it with the Royals. Lots of them. Danny Jackson for at least a 4 or 5 period of time, year period of time had it, man. Lots of great pitchers from the Royals that had it. Brady Singer hasn't found that yet. He has everything else. He has every pitch you could want. He just has that look on the mound, and maybe it's just his face. Maybe it's his demeanor. Maybe it's something. He just doesn't seem like a killer out there. You know what I mean? Like, you watch Patrick Mahomes play football, or you watch Bobby Witt play baseball, and they've got it. They're not just fantastic at what they do, because Brady Singer has all the makeup. He has every pitch. He's got the arm. He's got everything you could want. But he has that look in his eye like he's a little afraid, like he's a little on the defensive. You never see that with Bobby Witt at the plate, in the field. You never see that with Patrick Mahomes. You never saw that with Brett Saberhagen. He just towed the rubber and came after you. Were there nights he got hit? Yeah, of course. It's baseball. But he went back out the next time and thought, I'm just going to rip your heart out tonight. It's what Cole Reagans did. He had a really bad second inning a couple of starts ago. Then he came out when the Royals needed him most in Toronto and just was brilliant. A killer. An absolute crusher. And then Lugo backed that up with an appearance like that. That's what we need to see out of Brady Singer. It always seems like it's teetering on the brink with Singer. Like, the game could be out of control at any moment and the Royals could be down 6-1. It just feels like that. So keep your eye on Brady Singer. If he turns a corner this year, and there's no reason to believe that he can't, unless he's just got some sort of mental makeup that he's not that guy. There's no reason to believe that he can't. He's got tremendous statistics right now. If he starts to go out and just dominate teams, this baseball team, wow, could it be something else? KKHI is brought to you by our friends. Oh, you know, we've got some sponsors here that there's been an awful lot of rain. You know, we've mentioned Window World and Buck Roofing. A lot of you are dealing with roof problems, window problems, whatever. My buddy Daniel Hanks over at Earth Effects Outdoor knows that a lot of you have flooding in your backyard or around your house, and maybe the water is rolling toward your foundation. If drainage is a problem, if you have standing water, if you have anything near your house, or you're just sick of flooding it out every time it rains like this, call Earth Effects Outdoor. They're going to reroute this for you. They can do drainage, grading, erosion. They can build walls, retaining walls to keep water out and move it in different directions. They are experts at moving the water away from your house. Call Earth Effects Outdoor today. They're online at eeoutdoor.com or call 816-478-7700. It should not be wet around your house, and they can fix it. eeoutdoor.com, 816-478-7700. My buddy Jarrett Witt over at Foundation Recovery Systems will help you with your wet basement. If you've got water in your basement, if you've got water on the walls, if it's coming in, if you've got cracks, if you've got foundation problems, Foundation Recovery Systems is the way to go. And you don't have to live in Kansas City. This is a big company based here that is in several states in the area. So if you're anywhere in the Midwest here and surrounding areas, call Jared about your foundation, your sinking concrete on your driveway. Do not mud jack. That is an old technology that does not work. It lasts about 2 years. Foundation Recovery System can lift your concrete. They can fix your garage floor, your basement floors. If you've got water problems now with concrete, call Foundation Recovery Systems at 816-506-1090. Online at foundationrecoverysystems.com. And our good friends at North Kansas City Dental would love to schedule an appointment with you. Jessica just finished up her most recent treatment there. Excellent work by Dr. Bush, the award-winning dentist, who speaks nationally about high-tech dentistry. He's got a mastership in the Academy of General Dentistry. They do it all at North Kansas City Dental and multiple dentists on staff, like Dr. Anna Everson. Her parents are patrons of KKHI, and she's the official dentist now of the Kansas City Current. That's pretty cool stuff. Log on to nkcdental.com. They have an office in Kansas, an office in Missouri. 816-471-2911 for great oral health care. North Kansas City Dental. Okay, so the Kentucky Derby is this weekend, and I like watching. Some of the pre-race is kind of fun. I love looking at the clothes. I do. I don't like looking at the clothes of, like, Hollywood shows, you know, the Oscars, because it's just overdone and stupid. But most of what happens at the Kentucky Derby is somewhat cool and elegant and sporty, and I like that. The hats can get out of control with the ladies. It's not my favorite thing, but I love seeing what the dudes are wearing. You know, this is SEC country. And there's a sunny, formal, sporting nature to the way they dress. And I love it. Whether it's a seersucker suit or a top hat or whatever they're wearing, I love looking at the dudes' clothes as much as the women. Some of the beautiful women have beautiful dresses, obviously, and they're colorful and floral and all these things. The pageantry of the Derby is awesome. So I do watch a little of that pre-race, but they show enough of it. Like, there's 4 hours of pre-race for the Derby. It's too much for me. That's too much. And I like the race itself. And I know a lot of people are down on horse racing because a lot of horses are getting injured and being put down, and there seems to be an epidemic in this sport of cheating. There's a lot of things that are crushing horse racing in the Kentucky Derby, but it's the race that I watch. I'll watch this race on Saturday. If you like horse racing, this is the 150th Kentucky Derby. Fierceness is the favorite at 5-2, but it's considered a weak favorite. It is the favorite because of its last race. The preparation race for the Derby was one of the most impressive ever, and probably the most impressive in the last 25 years that Fierceness pulled off. So that vaulted Fierceness to the front and the favorite. But it was not believed to be the favorite before that race. Sierra Leone was. Sierra Leone is 3-1. Those are your favorites. Just a Touch is a horse going off at 10-1 that a lot of experts that I have read this week believe is a good long shot at 10-1. There are no outstanding great names in this race. I think there's 20 horses in the Derby. And the best names I can find, because I love sometimes just putting $2 on a name that I like, Epic Ride is okay, and Society Man is kind of cool. But there's just no great name in this race. And that troubles me a little bit. Part of the fun of the Derby is there's always a couple of horses with names that you're just like, wow, okay, that's the one. Or something that tickles your fancy, like Kevin's Too Irish or something like that. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's my name. That's my horse. You know, there's nothing there for me. There may be for you. There may be a name there of something that touches, that connects with you, but there's nothing for me this year on just picking a name and going with it. So we'll enjoy the Kentucky Derby either way. Should be a fun week of sports. They're playing golf in Dallas. We'll have more on the weekend in sports, of course, on Monday when we do kind of our wrap on those sorts of things. On to some news brought to you by Aspen Wealth Management, online at aspenwealth.com. Is Aspen the place for you? Tavis and Trevor Holsinger would love to hear from you and talk to you about a financial checkup or some financial planning. 913-491-0500. So many of you have 401ks or IRAs that you did not roll over from one job, or you've retired and they're still where they were. Get some help on balancing those things or rebalancing those. They'll manage it for you and take all the guessing out. If you don't know what to be investing in, it's based on age, wealth, all those things. Trevor and Tavis will do this for you. Just give them a call, 913-491-0500. I mentioned Window World and Buck Roofing a little bit earlier. It goes without saying with all this rain, you've got a couple of go-to companies here. If you've got a roof problem, trees fell over, water coming in, 913-384-2680, online at rbuckroofing.com. And, of course, Window World, American-made windows, siding, and doors. You may have a siding issue on your house as well. Water coming into your walls, 816-799-0820. Simply the best for less. They are online at windowskansascity.com. We love those sponsors. They are there for you when bad things happen with these storms and rain and things like that. So we're happy to be affiliated with those great companies. All right, we talk frequently, it's a theme on this podcast, of the hypocrisy of liberals and Democrats. But it was on display in full force on Thursday, maybe like never before. Joe Biden is giving a speech because we have violence. We have more violence and arrests than like January 6th now at this point on college campuses. These are terrorist group supporters. This is Hamas supporters. Many of the young people on these campuses don't know they're supporting a terrorism group. They just think Palestine should be free. They don't even know that there is no Palestine. They're just, the ones they're arresting are running about 65% non-students. They're just paid political activists to show up and cause trouble, and they get paid, they get a new tent from REI. They get a sweet Yeti cooler. They fill it up with some cool stuff. They make some signs. They go hang out and camp on a quad somewhere, and they're not college students, and they don't care what it's about. They're hardened liberals that the liberal machine pays to go do this. And so, in a way, Joe Biden is behind this. And so he comes out and says, you know, it can't be violent, because he once famously said, Trump won't denounce violence, that, you know, we have the right to free speech, but not violence. Trump won't. Well, Biden hasn't denounced it for 3 weeks, and he finally did. So don't be violent. But then he switches and starts telling the rest of us, which means he's talking to MAGA. He's talking to the rest of the country. Don't be Islamophobic. You know, it's really hard to not be Islamophobic. And it has nothing to do with Islam. It has to do with the culture of the people and the place in the world that fly airplanes into our buildings, blow up bombs, kill people, are terrorists, and are breaking up our college campuses violently right now. In the name of a terrorist group called Hamas. That's not Islamophobic. That's America first. I stand with America. Hamas hates America. Like, let me just, as an umbrella policy, and don't read too much into this, and this could be completely misinterpreted that there's something really, really wrong with me, because I'm going to be lumping in some countries that we're not fans of, like China. Okay? Or even Russia and the things that Putin does. There are places that we don't like, that we don't respect, like we don't like communism, right? Okay. Let me just say this. I respect any country that doesn't want me in their country because I'm American. I respect that. I respect that. I totally respect that. China doesn't want me. Japan doesn't want me. Saudi Arabia doesn't want me. Russia doesn't want me. There's all kinds of places that don't want me. Venezuela doesn't want me. They don't want me. They don't want you. They don't want us. There are dozens of countries on earth that hate America, would never allow us to go there and assimilate and become citizens. Not going to happen. There's all kinds of places that will not allow it. And let me just say this. I respect that. That is their right as a sovereign state. And so here's Joe Biden telling all of us to not be Islamophobic. And on the same day, he calls Japan, our ally, xenophobic because they won't allow mass immigration like we are. He lumped them with China and Russia. And then the worst part is Biden's such a clown show. He says he's talking about the economies in Japan, China, and Russia and how they're struggling because they're xenophobic. Oh, yeah, our economy's doing great, Joe. We don't have an inflation problem here. Everything's dandy in the United States where we're not xenophobic and our borders are open and mass migration is taking place. And he's slamming an ally, Japan, for being xenophobic because they won't allow their country to be invaded like ours is. You can't live in a more stark, contrasting time in the United States since the Civil War. It's impossible. It's just two fundamental differences. Joe Biden wants open borders, all these people, and one world. And the rest of us want America first, our sovereign state, our own traditions and histories, our own language, our own customs, to be sacred and secure and not be overrun and have legal immigration for people that assimilate and speak the language and do all the things that we ask. Learn the Constitution, learn our history, become American citizens, proper American citizens, not people just squatting here 30, 40, 50 million strong, taking our jobs, in many cases not paying taxes, working for cash, gaming the system. No. And so there's the Biden administration on Thursday. Don't be Islamophobic, Americans. Japan, you're xenophobic. Everything's an ick. Everything's an ick with the Democrats. That's all they do. It's icky. I'm dead serious. I respect any country that doesn't want us. Now, I don't respect countries that hate us and want to kill us. That's a whole different deal. But I respect any, if Japan doesn't really want to take a bunch of Americans in and have them become citizens and live in Japan, I get it. Good enough. Good for you. Cherish your culture and your history and your way of life. And don't let mass immigration change it. What's wrong with that? Why do we have so many millions of people trying to tell us what we should be when we already know what we are? And we like it. We like who we are. We like our history. We like our principles. We like the good we've done in this world. We like the greatness that is America, the economic engine she's become, the ingenuity, the philanthropy. It's all right here. America is still the star of this earth. And we have a party that literally gets 70 million votes of people who apparently don't like that and don't want that. They want us to be like everyone else and join the world society and let everyone be one. We're not one. People want to be around. Why? Like when these Democrats are saying this, when they're saying we need to meet in the middle. We need to get together. We need to, be one world, when they're inclusivity, diversity, when they're saying that, how come they don't live that way? How come the real liberals only hang out with real liberals? Like they don't walk the walk ever. They're not diverse. I'm going to bet you know a real liberal in your life, either a friend that you had or a relative that you don't talk to anymore. That over the last, since Obama was elected, since 2008 until now, in the last 15 years, you've grown apart. That it's just over. That liberal has gone out to left field, and that's that. They won't have any part of you. Most people listening to this podcast right now know a liberal that won't have any part of them. But I'll bet you'd accept them back. I'll bet you shake their hand and say, listen, let's just be friends or relatives and not talk about this stuff. It's all good. I accept you. But I'll bet it doesn't work the other way. I'll bet they don't accept you. And so here's Joe Biden telling Japan how to be because he doesn't accept them. He's telling you and I how to be about Islamophobia because he doesn't accept us. It's only their view that is acceptable. That's it. There is no inclusivity. There's no diversity in the Democrat Party. Oh, there's different skin colors and different genders. Hell, they got 20 genders now, I think, or 20 different names for gender or something related to sex or gender. That's not diversity. They're not diverse in any way in the things that they think. You're either in their cult or you're not. That's it. And we get mad at the Republican Party because Mike Johnson's out there trying to score political points, passing some anti-Semitism resolution, which looks like an attack on free speech and the Constitution. That's what it looks like. I don't get too wound up about it because it's not a law. They're not going to pass this thing. It's not going to become some law that's going to hang around the Republicans. My message to Mike Johnson and the GOP, and a lot of Republicans are really mad that they did this because they think it is stepping on the rights to free speech and the Constitution. My message to him would be just stay out of this Hamas, these demonstrations. Just make pro-Israel comments. If somebody asks you if you're a Republican, I stand with Israel. Just say that. I stand with Israel's right to defend itself. They were attacked on October 7th. You don't have to say anything else. That's it. Just say that. This resolution's stupid. Don't go doing this other dumb stuff that can be thrown back at you. But there's at least discussion and multiple thoughts within the Republican Party. It can be a political liability and a downfall for our party that we don't always coalesce and vote together. But man, the Democrats, oh, they're solid. Nobody wanders. And now what they've done is the majority of the party has moved to the hard left because they want those votes too. Not only in general elections, but also in the House and the Senate. There's some really hard leftists, and they don't want to lose them. So the rest of the party moves left and goes with them. The Republican Party hasn't done that yet. In a way, that's good. I'd like to see it happen, but it hasn't. And I understand why. Because we really are about diversity and inclusion. And the Republican Party should be a bigger tent with a lot more people. The Republican Party really should include all the moderates and independents. Like, if you're an independent, the Republican Party should be for you. You should be recognizing right now that the Democrat Party is gone. They're just toast. They're just so far left and gone in everything that they do that party is not for you anymore. And you see Mike Johnson do what he did yesterday, and a lot of really more right conservatives are blasting Johnson and think he's Nancy Pelosi and all these other things. You should, if you're an independent in the middle, you should be looking at the Republican Party and go, okay, that's a lot more moderate than my party. Because we're not sure which way the Republicans are going to go on this. They balance each other out. But not Joe Biden and not the Democrats. No. He's going to tell you, don't be an Islamophobe. But he's going to call Japan our ally xenophobes on the same day. Just ridiculous. Okay, let's do a little crime blotter in Kansas City, shall we? 2:30 a.m. while you were asleep on Thursday night, Friday morning. I don't know who does this. A man and a woman were sitting on their front porch in the 3400 block of Monroe in Kansas City, Missouri. You have every right to do that. You're living in your house 2:30 a.m. You're sitting on your front porch. I'm not sure there would ever be a time if I lived at 3400 block of Monroe that I would ever sit on my front porch at 2:30 in the morning. No, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure I'd sit on my front porch at 2:30 in the morning. I live in a cul-de-sac. My backyard, I don't think I've been in this backyard at 2:30. I was definitely in my old backyard at 2:30 a.m. or time or two. But I don't think I've ever been up till 2:30. Since we moved into this house, I don't think I've been up till 2:30. My friends can call me out on that. We have a towel on our bar. You know, mostly have people over like for football games and stuff. And napkins that says, be neat and please leave by 9. Jessica got him. We don't always follow 9 o'clock, but that seems like a pretty good place for us. Summer's harder because it's still daylight at 9. That ain't happening. We do stay up later in the summer. There's no doubt about that. But these people are on their front porch at 2. I shouldn't be laughing. Now I gotta regroup and get serious here. Give me a moment. Man and a woman are sitting on their front porch at 2:30 a.m. last night on the 3400 block of Monroe in Kansas City, Missouri. I cannot tell this story seriously. I can't. Democrat-controlled Kansas City, Missouri is so comical. I can't. Nobody died. Let me just jump to that part. Nobody died here. Whew, nobody died. If you hear this story and you can't laugh a little bit at Kansas City, Missouri, then I'm sorry. Because A, what the hell are they doing sitting on their front porch at 2:30 in the morning? And B, what dude wheels by on the sidewalk in a wheelchair and commits a drive-by shooting? I'm sorry, a wheel-by shooting. He sees him on the porch and fires at him. I'm going to add a third element. It's a real clown show. There's a lady on the street in a car in front of a house sitting in the car at 2:30 a.m. What she's doing in that car at 2:30 a.m. sitting there, I have no idea. But the man in the wheelchair sees this and shoots the car too. Oh, I'm just wheeling along. 2:30 a.m., I'm in my wheelchair. I think I'll go for a little wheel tonight. Oh, there's people on the porch. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, there's a lady in a car. Pop, 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 pop. Needless to say, the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department apprehended this person, and they're in custody. It's not that hard to find a shooter in a wheelchair. As it turns out, the people on the porch were both shot, but they're in stable condition. They're going to be fine. The lady in the car was not hit. The car was shot up. He missed completely. I mean, we've lost our minds. The 8500 North Boardwalk location of Walmart on Thursday. Two off-duty cops are working there. Shoplifter comes in. He's stealing all kinds of stuff. They grab him. They take him out of sight into the office, see what he's got on his person, and they're going to write him up. They're going to call the police, have him arrested. The man's sitting there, and apparently he was no threat, so his hands must not have been tied at this point. He grabs something they can't see and puts it in his mouth. And the cops go, whoa, 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 and they go grab at him, and they try to reach down his throat and tell him to spit it out, and he won't do it, and they try to Heimlich him and to get him coughed up, and they can't get it up. They call EMS. They say, this is life-threatening. EMS comes. They put him in the ambulance. He dies on the way to the hospital. Now, this is the saddest thing ever. You have someone walking around so desperate in Biden's America that they went to steal stuff, probably to survive. And when they couldn't get away with it, they commit suicide in front of the cops. Think about that for a second. The next time you have a bad day, think about that for a second. What would drive you to the point where you have to steal from Walmart to survive, and if you get caught, you're going to kill yourself? That's a sad story. That is a remarkable and sad story. Our final is brought to you today by McConnell & Associates. Bart Danler's my guy over there. If you walk, park, or play on it, McConnell & Associates built it. High school and college sports directors, facility managers, city and county parks and recs folks, medical and office park people, churches, homeowners associations, municipalities, industrial, commercial. You all need asphalt, pavement, parking lots, and concrete. McConnell & Associates is the way to go. Call Bart Danler at 816-287-3330. McConnell & Associates, you can find them online at thekklist.com, thekklist.com. The rain is ending over the next few days. It's very important that you spray for mosquitoes now. It's been a very wet spring. The mosquitoes are going to be hatching. It's going to be a nightmare. Advantage Termite and Pest Control has a great mosquito program for you. AdvantageTPC.com or 913-768-8989. They also will fix your sprinkler heads, irrigation system, and make sure when it stops raining that your lawn stays green because your sprinkler is adjusted just right. Give a call for any sprinkler maintenance as well, AdvantageTPC.com. And a great weekend to buy a car. If you're in the market for a Chevy or a GMC, Roberts Robinson would love to see you in Excelsior Springs. If you'd like some service done, they'll pick your car up, fix it, and return it to you. That's pretty cool. Right now, $170 rebates on a set of four tires because I took advantage of that. It's a great place to get tires, oil changes, routine maintenance, or if you've got something wrong with your car, it does not have to be a GM product. They service all makes and models, and they're the home of the lifetime warranty. If you're looking for a new GMC Denali, Chevy Silverado, Tim Trader's number, call him personally, friend of mine, 816-826-1563 at robertsrobinson.com. Our final is the headline here should be Andy Reid is underpaid. That's my headline. And I don't know what Andy Reid makes. But they just said they made him the highest paid coach in the NFL, but the NFL doesn't disclose the numbers. So I don't know what that is. I was guessing maybe $15 million. 10 to $15 million. But I could be wrong. $15 million sounds about right. It could be 20. I don't know, but he's underpaid. And we know he's underpaid because University of Georgia head coach Kirby Smart just signed a new contract. College football. At Georgia for $13 million a year. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad deal for Georgia, because it's not. They're the premier program in America right now. Kirby Smart's worth it. They're making money. They're winning games. Everybody around Georgia football's really happy. It's fun, and it's great. And even this year, Georgia doesn't have to play Missouri, which is a break. So I think Missouri and Columbia would give them all they want this year. So Kirby Smart's getting $13 million a year at Georgia. What's Andy Reid making? If you're making $13 million as the highest paid college coach, what should Andy Reid and his three Super Bowls be making? $30 million? Twice what Kirby Smart makes? Think about it. It's the NFL. The Super Bowl has 110 million viewers. I'm sorry, I love college football. College football is the biggest sport in America, but that's because there's so many teams. Attendance-wise, college football is America's number one sport. But the NFL is America's game. Andy Reid's won three of these things. If Kirby Smart gets $13 million, Andy Reid's got to be worth 30. I don't think he's making 30. I'd bet Andy Reid's making a nice, even level. I would like to say $20 million, but I'm not sure. Remember, it was a big deal when John Gruden got 10. So we'll assume Andy's somewhere between 10 and 20, but he might be 20. It's more than Kirby Smart. That's all I know. It's more than Kirby Smart, and that's the way that it's got to be. Folks, we'd love to have you sign up as a patron. If you do it before Saturday morning, you'll get the newsletter right to your inbox. The newsletter goes out every week directly in your mailbox. KKSissues.com is the way to sign up to become a patron. It's only $5.99 a month. We did three patron podcasts this week. They will all immediately be available to you. If you sign up right now, you'll see the entire catalog of patron podcasts. They'll pop right up, and you can hear the ones from this week as well, the premium content, and our exclusive Between the Lines 2.0 we do every Thursday with Danny Klinkscale. It's the old radio show. We talk about all sports topics there. We even have the theme music from the old radio show. So it's a little nostalgic and kind of fun for Danny and I to do. If you'd like to get that, sign up at kkhasissues.com. That's kkhasissues.com. Just click on Become a Patron. $5.99 a month. We'd love to have you on board. The newsletter will be out on Saturday. If not, do me a favor this weekend. When you see somebody you haven't seen in a while, or you talk to somebody, tell them you listen to the podcast and recommend they do the same thing. And encourage them to hit the like, follow, or subscribe button. That's absolutely free. We now have 77,000 subscribers to KKS Issues. We are just honored and thrilled as the audience just grows and grows and grows. God bless you and thank you, and have a great weekend. Kevin and Jessica, KKHI.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.